This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Everybody, happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 19th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up? Hello.
What's up? And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
That is the foursome. Coming up in an hour, you don't want to miss the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Spencer Carberry. They're coming off a nice win last night.
I mean, coach of the year. Like, who else would you give it to?
I don't know. Who's the Winnipeg Jets coach?
Don't know his name off the top of my head.
Don't they have a really good record?
They do. Not as good as the Caps. Or actually, they're tied, but the Caps, I think, have played one less game than the Jets.
I'm giving it to
them. If I had a vote, which I don't, I would vote for Coach Carbs. I am also very biased.
I think he's deserving. I'm just saying there are probably other coaches who've done really good jobs, too, that we know nothing about.
I have tunnel vision. Whoop. Would be my man, Carbs.
So we'll talk to Coach Carbs at 7 o'clock. Also, we're going to talk to Coach Chris Caputo, GW's head basketball coach, about the NCAA tournament. He'll be our little insider. Tournament kicked off yesterday. You had a buzzer beater.
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary buzzer beater. And then you had a beatdown.
An annihilation.
Knock it down. Three guys back there for St. Francis. Knock the ball down.
Just couldn't.
Tough.
It's Bishop, tough. What happened to your head? I just noticed the big bandage there.
I had to go to the dermatologist yesterday.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. You need a mole check?
Oh, yeah. They're checking it.
Oh, yeah.
It's called a biopsy.
Yeah, you're always a little bit fraught when you go in for the biopsy.
St. Francis,
you're worried about the results.
I know it's going to be 2 weeks. I got 2 weeks to think about
it. Yeah.
St. Francis kind of controlled that game for most of it until about 3.5 minutes left when Alabama State, that kid hit a three and took the lead. But because Francis can shoot the ball, Alabama State couldn't shoot the ball last night. They were not. I think they were 9 for 29 from beyond. But man, that's just a crazy way to end it.
You know what the craziest thing about that game was? Is Alabama State didn't have a free throw until 4 minutes into the second half.
I know they just
can't get to the free throw line.
It's not like the whistles were against them, but they just whatever it is. They didn't get bumped down low or anything like that. They didn't get to one and ones. I'd never seen anything like that before.
It was kind of random.
I think you see it more and more from teams that shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah, I mean, they took a bunch of threes.
Mm-hmm. When you're not taking it inside and driving to the basket, you're not going to get fouled as often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's kind of the opposite of the game that I saw on Sunday, which was the A-10 championship game, which was a foul-palooza.
You can get to a free throw line. Even if you're taking threes, you can... I mean, you get into the lane and you get fouled, or offensive rebound. The guy goes over your back. I mean, it was just a crazy stat.
Did you have the opinion that the A-10 championship, because I didn't see it, but a friend was telling me that they thought the refs were douches. Like, did you think that they were bad calls?
Not really.
No. Okay. I'm just asking.
But I don't know. I was sitting in the Monumental Suite. I'm not, like, super up close to notice.
Mm-hmm. Bad calls against you overall?
Mason, or against, like, Mason.
No.
No. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't think so.
Yeah. Just asking.
I mean, I thought the technicals were valid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a very chippy game, very physical game.
Mm-hmm.
So you had
Alabama State getting there last night. It was fun to watch. Their coach used to be an assistant at Memphis, I think under Penny, and then he's been there. I don't know how long he's been at Alabama State, but I think that's their first win ever.
Right. So you had the buzzer beater, and then you had just a complete annihilation where North Carolina at one point was up by 40 points.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a statement game by North Carolina, huh? After everybody gave them a hard time.
Yeah. I mean, you could lose in the first round and people, they shouldn't have been in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Carolina's been, I mean, their struggles this year have been just getting out of the blocks early. And they struggled in the first half in a lot of these games. But last night they did not. They shot 62% in the first half. 7 threes, and they just destroyed San Diego State. Definitely a statement game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I missed the first game because it was like back-to-back activities for my kid. She had her first cello practice.
Oh, how'd that go?
I mean, not a lot of good notes.
I'm sure. So very few good notes.
Do you sit there? You're like in the room?
I sat there because I drive carpool 3 days a week, and yesterday I had 4 girls. And I dropped off 2, and then the other girl said she wanted to go to Isabella's cello practice, which was fine with me.
Right.
And then so I show up with Isabella, the cello, and her friend. And the lady said, yeah, you can just sit in the room. So we sat in the room. It was just a half hour lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But even just trying to get the bow on the right string
laborious.
Takes practice.
Yeah, I would imagine.
There's 4 strings. You know, yeah. If you want to get the third string, got to be up here. The second, you got to be here. Whatever.
I wouldn't.
And I might not even mean saying which string is first.
If you had given me a multiple choice, how many strings are on a cello? I don't know that I would have guessed 4. I would have thought maybe 6. I have no idea.
But I think that's a violin's 4 as well, right?
Yeah.
Violin is 4.
Yeah.
Guitar is 6.
A viola, which is very close to a violin, also 4. I don't know the difference. I think the viola is a slightly smaller instrument. We're really getting into our instruments here.
No, I think the viola...
Is it bigger than a violin?
I think it's slightly
6?
Bigger.
Is it? Okay. I don't know.
I almost want to make a comment about the number of strings, but I'm not.
You're not sure. And you were in the band.
I'm not sure.
I mean, never in the band, so she had that, and then I had my first official soccer practice. We had one last week, so...
Wow, they are slightly larger than violins. Good call. Thought they were smaller.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Well, at least you knew... There was a difference.
I know there's a difference.
Yes, I missed the first game. I just saw the buzzer beater on the highlights. And then I popped on the North Carolina game. And when I popped it on, I think it was 39-17.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow.
Yeah, it was a beatdown.
No, I think they
were hot the entire game.
They definitely have a chip on their shoulder. They definitely, you know, some people were hit, you know. Obviously, talking about it on social media. I think Ty Lawson was somebody that's talking about it.
I mean,
how they didn't deserve to be in the tournament.
They could get pummeled by Ole Miss next game. But
to me, it still feels, maybe this is just me, the first 4 still seems very gimmicky to me.
Absolutely.
And I don't treat it like the real tournament.
Well, they don't even call it the first round.
I don't treat it like the tournament.
Because the next round is still called the first round.
I disrespect the first 4, even though Valdez wants you to pick them in the bracket before the Thursday games start.
I disrespect it, but it's definitely part of the tournament. Because you can definitely go on a run.
It's a satellite event to me. I'm sorry, it's just my
kind of with you
on it.
A team can go on the run, EB, and maybe one of the teams that wins in the first 4 will win their next game, but it's unlikely they go on a deep run.
But the tournament's not just about the national title. It's about moments.
Of course.
You know, a team that's in the first 4 can have, like, that kid from Alabama State and Alabama State, they're going to remember
that's a great
that
moment for them
forever.
It's, Yeah, they're going to go down in school history as the first team to win, I guess, a faux NCAA tournament game.
Well, just the end. It's just like it's more for players, kind of making it, becoming a household name. Mm-hmm. Like, think about Mason and their run and how it just revitalized the campus. Like, it's just Lehigh beating Duke, Oakland beating Kentucky last year.
I think it's part of the tournament at 100%. I know from experience when Marist got in, they won their tournament, so they had an automatic bid, but they had to play, you know, a play-in game. Mm-hmm. And believe me, they had played Delaware. It felt like the NCAA tournament. I mean, it was. They got patches. They got, you know, they had automatic bids, but they had to play in the play-in game. So I have a little bit of sympathy for
and
those
at least
kids.
And those games, the first four, even though they're on True TV, and mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't even find it, but it's an island game. You're the only game in the tournament going on right then. So everyone's watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then tonight, our boy Dwayne Simpkins, again, the first game, they're playing the Mount, 6:40 tip. If you're playing golf or doing something, make sure you get home.
That's a perfect start time. Yeah. Because that game will be over by like 8:15, 8:30.
Like UMBC didn't make a run in the tournament, but they'll always remember beating UVA.
100%.
Barry Dickinson will always, that school will always remember the upset over Purdue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the UMBC game wasn't in the first four.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
No, but
George Mason wasn't in the first four.
I know, but a lot of the times
he's mentioned a bunch of these things to counter cakes. And what I'm saying is almost everyone he's mentioned has been in the regular tournament, not in the first four.
VCU, who was in the first four, went to the final four.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee was in the first four. I think they made it to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I'm Team Valdez on this one.
I mean, I love it. Sure. I love it. I don't want them to expand. I mean, 68's fine, but I like the fact that these games start Tuesday instead of Thursday. So you can start watching them earlier in the week.
Should mention it is a game show Wednesday today. We have a bunch of prizes. We're going to do it early in the show, so stay tuned. 6:45, we'll do game show Wednesday. We have tickets to Nat's opening day, which is cool. Tickets to go see Live and Collect a Soul, plus $100 gift cards from Metropolitan Hospitality Group, and it's a Wizards Wednesday, so it is
a lot.
A bonanza of prizes. Stay tuned for that. Of course, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com, text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio, where the Junkies keep it here.